on the 1 yard line with their backs against the wall.
This is a game to me. If you think it's a game, get the fuck off of this bus.
Hello, everybody. Welcome one, welcome all, and welcome back to an emergency podcast for the Believe in Iowa State podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Carter.
And I'm your host, Cody Vanciola.
Cody, man, it has been a crazy thing in the news day. Apparently, we have seen it. You've seen it. All Cyclones fans have seen it. Campbell to Penn State, a done deal. But is it really? I mean, we got this news about, what, like 3 hours ago around lunchtime?
Yeah, Pete. Yeah. So, I mean, it was before we even got to, I think on Wednesday, it was first reported that Campbell and Penn State were planning to meet to potentially discuss Campbell going to Penn State to become the next head football coach. So this has been going on since Wednesday. And we get around to like the Thursday night or something like that. And like, there was a meeting scheduled for Matt Campbell and like university administration, like the university president and et cetera, et cetera. So you have that. And then, I mean, yeah, you mentioned it around lunchtime about 3 hours ago. Pete Nalkins reported that Penn State is working to finalize a deal to hire Iowa, like to hire Matt Campbell. And the On3 article, like the On3 tweet has just set the entire college football world on fire in the sense of Iowa State. You have Penn State as well. So this is getting so much, like this was getting a lot of motion. I mean, I'm looking at right now the live stats for this tweet. It's got 6.6 thousand likes with a 1.7K repost and 2.6 million views. So this has been this is the biggest news that's come out of this week. And I mean, it's clearly gotten to everybody because everybody is like talking, like there's so much going on. And everybody's like chipping in, like in their thoughts and whatever. So this has just got Iowa State, kind of in a whirl spin right now. And I mean, it's the scene from SpongeBob where like his brain's on fire and whatever. Because I tweeted this, I think yesterday or something like that.
Yeah, the one that when his mind is on fire, he forgot his name. He forgot his name.
Yeah, that's exactly what's going on right now. So I mean. And I mean, I was just listening to Psycho Fanatic, and they're like quick breaking news because our good friend Jake Brennan has been in the Jacobson building pretty much all day trying to get the latest. And I mean, they're planning to talk a little more. But I mean, right now, I honestly don't know who to trust. I mean, we also had a good friend, like somebody that I know, Shannon Ayer at KCCI. She reported that the players had found out about this news, not from Matt Campbell himself, but from social media. And I think there's like a players only meeting as well and something like that. But it just seems like everything, like it's everybody in Ames, Iowa was in the dark because nobody's been able to like get down like and actually get in detail. I mean, even Ben Hutchins, he asked Rocco Beck about like these and then like about this whole situation. And Rocco Beck told Ben Hutchins, I don't know. So he just told him, I don't know. And then he also quoted his own tweet saying, no Iowa State player spoken today have been made aware of a team meeting. Nope, there's absolutely nothing happening right now. There's nothing. Nobody knows what's correct, like what's accurate, what's inaccurate. And part of this, and I mean, there are a lot of conspiracy theories. There's a lot of theories being thrown out there.
And we probably won't know until we go to bed tonight, or probably it's the crazy thing. We might find out during like the Purdue game tomorrow. Because I guarantee that's probably what we're going to find out is right before Iowa State's about to play Purdue. That's when I think the news is going to come out. But, like, it's just, like, you would think, like, if you are like a team like this, it seems like either Penn State is putting this news out because obviously they want to know that Campbell is their guy. Or, like, there's something really going on because basically, you saw the other report from Shannon Earhart saying that, like, that Campbell didn't notify any of the players, which means that, and that's like so against his character. Yeah, I mean, I guess unless we were completely wrong, but I just it's this whole situation seems very, very fishy to me.
And my thing is, like, I believe Matt Campbell, he was meeting with the university administration, like, the entirety of the morning. So he wouldn't have been able to tell his guys because he was, like, in the middle of talks with, like, David Cook and a bunch of other administrative staff. So, like, that could be a possibility because, like, how is he supposed to be able to talk to his team about, like, this happening when, like, he's meeting with the university president trying to do negotiations on his own?
Yeah, so it's just this whole situation is very, very fishy to me.
Yeah,
man.
This feels like I think one hypothesis possibly, and I know Cyclone Larry put it, like, he put it out there that this could have potentially been like a play by Penn State to leak the rumors to put pressure on Matt Campbell to accept, like, like to talk about it. Because they're shot, like, because, like, Campbell didn't meet with the people from Penn State last night, but they weren't able to, like, agree to, like, a deal and whatever, so that's a possibility. And then he also secondary also mentioned that he believes that Campbell is in deep negotiations with Jamie Pollard and President Cook to restructure his contract to get more money for his players because of the whole NIL and the revenue share. Because I remember the story about after TJ out, like, and, like, the whole, like, there's a whole, like, beef going on with football and basketball. I think if you remember this, TJ Otzelberger went to the 16 his first year here, and he wanted more money for his basketball program. And Campbell, like, asked about, like, getting, like, more money, like, and why, and wondering why, like, so much money's going to football and whatever. And he wanted, like, a bigger share of it. And Campbell and Otz haven't really seen eye to eye. And some shit like that.
Yeah, we don't know what is true or what is going on. This is all speculation, but we will do our best to try to get information for you guys.
Yeah.
But okay. Also, we just have to also talk about the two of our biggest rivals dunking and preying on our downfall. Because I guarantee you, if we find out that Campbell actually comes back, I am going to be going on a generation of run on people, bro.
It's gonna be like Jalen Knoll and shit. Okay, let's see here. And my thing, yeah, it's just like, and I mean, I'm seeing a bunch of people throw out like memes of like who Iowa State's next head coach is. One that I've seen, like, I think even in our own fan base, I saw somebody put like, so College Football 26. They made like a picture of Jerry Sandusky as the next head coach. I mean, we've heard, like, a bunch of other people get thrown out there. I saw one of, like, Brian Ferentz, Brian Kelly, Orgeron, I think, was thrown out there, and a bunch of other names. But this actually leads me to my point where, like, if this is actually true and Campbell truly leaves for Penn State, who would be, like, the ideal choices for Iowa State to make as their next head football coach if this thing is true?
So I'm looking at a few places. I know for me, one guy I would try and call would be Nate Shieldhouse.
Mm-hmm.
That would be like the most natural one to go and see if he's interested in the Iowa State job. The only problem with him is that if Illinois falls on the hard times, I have a feeling that, like, since Illinois is his alma mater, I feel like he could go and leave for Illinois. So I don't know if that's actual situation. But with the way his career is going with the Rams, he probably could want to look for, like, an NFL job. So I don't know if he's going to be there. Maybe Jason Enk from New Mexico, who turned them around. I don't know if it's possible. They just give him a new contract, but maybe look at the North Dakota State head coach.
Yeah, because, I mean, your new president is from North Dakota State. Mm-hmm. I saw people throw that out, so that could be possible. I mean, yeah, you said Sue Allison. You mentioned anybody else? Kind of.
So, from the most natural one is knowing how Iowa State operates. I know they like to promote from within. The only other one is Taylor Mouser. Unless he leaves with Campbell, I think that he would probably be the at least if you're trying to save this recruiting class, you got to think that if Mouser is named as the next head coach of Iowa State, if Campbell does end up leaving for Penn State, I feel like he would be the guy, at least if you're definitely trying to piece together that recruiting class that you just brought in, a top 50 one at that. If you can at least try to keep 60 or 70% of those and try to retain most of that recruiting class, I think that's the move right there.
Yeah, I think it would make a lot of sense if you, like, this was to actually happen, that, yeah, you would promote Taylor Mauser. And I think Taylor Mauser would be, I think he'd be a pretty good fit as a, yeah, I think he's ready to take on the mantle of being a head coach. I think.
I mean, and it makes so much sense because like he's been there under Campbell. He has a lot of his manners. He gave him a chance, but like I think out of him, I think we could see a few people stay back and have him pieced together because Taylor Mauser is an excellent recruiter. So I'm pretty sure with this class, there's a lot of people that he reached out to and has a relationship with.
Sure. And also, I mean, it's like this thing definitely has the fan base. I mean, this has certainly just had them very divided. This is like a thing where it's very divisive. I mean, you've got some that are like not happy about like this whole thing coming out. And if he does leave, then they're not like they're going to be happy about it. Others are happy for him. So like that's something that I don't really want to like further into. But like this thing just goes down. This is like oddly reminding me of the time that Cale Sanderson left for Penn State Wrestling.
Yes, Penn State is going to ruin us again. I can't, man.
Watch Matt Campbell win like 10 national titles with Penn State in the event this does actually happen. Watch this happen.
That'd be the most Iowa State thing to ever happen, bro. I swear. But you know what? There's a reason why the title of this thing is the way it is because, you know what? Guess what?
What?
Say his name and he appears. I believe Cyclone Larry. Hold the line. Hold the line.
Yeah. This is what, like, wait. This is just somebody. Hold on. I got to see this. Wait. I'm looking at some stuff from, like, go to his, like, someone's, like, so he retweeted something about, like some, like, sticky notes. I'm just looking at him on Twitter. But, like, the thing is, this is kind of, like, if it's being dragged on this long, I'm starting to be convinced that this isn't, like, you know, an actual thing. Like, something feels like, you would think if they would have announced, like, they would have announced it by now.
Well, that's what I'm saying, bro, because the longer that this goes on, like, it makes none of this, the timeline of this all makes no sense. Like, why, like, it, like, why you just brought in a top 50 class and then you, like, we talked about this yesterday, it, like, all of this is not adding up. And who knows? We both could be on hopium right now. But, like, yeah. None of this stuff is adding up, and nobody knows anything. What are we supposed to think?
I don't know, man. This is a funny tweet from Cyclone Joel. Imagine Matt Campbell stays, and he walks out of the tunnel, and he'll pregame before Cyhawk and does the thing.
That would be insane. And then we put beat belt to Iowa by 30.
Yeah.
Oh, he needs to pull up. We do like a Stone Cold entrance.
Oh God, that would be just absolutely crazy. There's so much stuff, and I mean, seeing people talk about like I love Iowa fans. Like he talked about, oh yeah, Matt Campbell's record versus Iowa 3-6. Oh, like and somebody, an Iowa State fan said that we own a rival, owning our rivals. Matt Campbell record versus Iowa 3-6. Yeah, that's true. But didn't Kirk Ferentz also go 3-6 his first 9 games against Iowa State?
Yes.
And also, he's won 3 of the last 4. So, yeah, cool history, but who's got the latest game?
Right, and then K-State fans were very, very happy.
Yeah.
You know, we've won, what, like 5 out of the last 6 against them?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What, 3 straight against them?
Yeah, I mean, they're on top of the world, but I've seen a lot of stuff from them. So, oh, we have a chat. We have a...
Joey Pitts.
Yeah, we're cooked. Most likely, bro. We're probably more most likely, but honestly, we don't even, I won't say that we're cooked until we get, like, proof that we are. As much as I want to be doom and gloom and say I hate college football, but now we're almost 4 hours from that announcement and we still haven't heard anything yet. I don't know. My hopium is at an all-time high.
Yeah, this makes me like believe that Campbell is like in deep negotiations with the athletics department, like with both parties. I think he probably like did more negotiations with Penn State to finalize a deal that he could sign if he is deciding to accept the job, and he could also be negotiating with our Iowa State Athletics and to possibly like get like to stay and get like more out of his like time here. Because I remember in renegotiations for Matt Campbell's contract, they lowered his buyout to from $5 million to $2 million, if I'm not mistaken. So I wonder if like that's playing a part of it and other stuff. But I mean, there's so much that like that's got like to be broken down. Like, but this is just a key, like a thing that we gotta like. I think this is just gonna be something. Yep, Sakamura is the only one giving me the slight hope and the hold on. Yeah, I mean that's true right now.
Sakamura is a gem.
Yep. Yeah. So it's just okay. Let's see. Yeah, but. This is going to be an ongoing thing. That's the word I was looking for. This is going to be an ongoing thing.
Yeah, so stay strapped in, guys. We will let you know, and we'll come back on if anything else happens. But we wanted to come on for a few minutes and just update you on everything that has happened or for what we know. So I think we're going to call it quits right now.
Yep.
So here, that is your emergency pod for Tyler Carter.
And for Cody Vitello.
This is the Believe in Iowa State podcast. Roll clones, baby.
Go Cyclones.